With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You know Zac Efron?
Yes.
Yes.
He was in Grown Ups.
Yeah.
Two? Was it?
No, Neighbors.
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 He was in both Neighbors movies.
Both Neighbors, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, come on, buddy.
My bad.
Jeez, Grown Up. Look,
I thought he made an appearance in Grown Ups.
Well, I'm not going to say you're wrong about the Grown Ups because I can't remember him in there, to be honest, but that doesn't mean you're right. And Grown Ups, too, if you watch that, you need to have you be given your money back, your time back, your life back.
Yep, he was in Grown Ups, too.
God, of course you know that. The worst movie anybody would want to be in, and that's the movie you quote him for first out of the gate.
Well, you know, art is subjective, BJ.
Yeah, it is. He was also in Baywatch, and he was also on that Hot Wing Eating show, you know, the Hot Ones?
That show's awesome.
And he shared that filming Baywatch made him realize, he never wants to be in that good shape again.
I realized that, when I was done with that movie, I don't ever want to be in that good of shape again. Really. It was so hard. You're working with almost no wiggle room, right? You've got things like water under your skin that you're worrying about, like making your six pack into a four pack. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not real. And I'm happy that it worked. I'm happy that it got me through it. I may do it again if it was something worthwhile, but we'll wait till it gets to that. I don't need to. I'm good. Take care of your heart. Take care of your brain. You're good.
I love that he's talking about, eating well and while eating a crap ton of hot wings.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's tearing up. He's feeling the effects from these hot wings. I love this show.
Oh, I could never do that show. It's amazing how these actors and people that get on there are able to survive it. I'd be done after the first wing.
It's also crazy. I mean, Zac Efron's a huge name. I mean, he's pretty popular, I would imagine, right? I mean,
he's a guy.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. It's crazy that he's just going on. I mean, at the end of the day, he's going on a YouTube show. It just shows how powerful certain things are that aren't even on network television. Like, a talk show that's on just YouTube is getting, huge names to be on the show.
And isn't he getting his own show now on TV? I thought
there's show called The Hot Ones now that's based off of the show, and it's not as much fun.
Is it him, at least?
I think so.
Yeah, he's hosting
it.
Yeah,
he is. Okay.
Yeah, it just goes to show you that YouTube really can turn you into a big, big star, and you get big enough, you'll be noticed. Lily Jiang, who took over for Carson Daly, I think she also got that late-night talk show, which is on NBC after, Jimmy Fallon and I can't remember the other dude who does the one after that, another Saturday Night Live guy. But she also got that show because of her success on YouTube.
It's pretty cool. I mean, yeah. I'm looking at someone like Will Ferrell's been on there. I remember this one because everybody was sending me it. I still haven't watched it because I'm anti Pete Davidson, but Pete Davidson was on Hot Ones.
That's so funny.
Dude, man. Now whenever Pete Davidson does anything, people tag me in it because they know he just drives me up a wall.
I love that.
He's got a great Netflix special.
special.
Oh, please. Tag Steve.
I'll put that on my queue. I mean, after I watch Tiger King for the 17th time, maybe I'll get to it.
Now I know what to tag you. Every time you idiots have people tag me with their pictures of their dogs, I'm going to tag you with Pete Davidson stuff.
Yeah.
I've got the perfect comeback. That's awesome.
What if I watch this and I fall in love with Pete Davidson because of the Hot
Ones
show?
That would be beautiful.
That'd be great. Maybe that'll be my homework this weekend. Oh, no. I got WrestleMania to watch. Oh, well.
Yeah, we know you're not going to do it. Are you kidding me?
Just looking at him makes me angry.
And look, I understand why the person irritates you. I love his comedy, but I can understand why the person irritates you. He does show up in an unlikable fashion a lot. He does. You know, I don't know why that is, but or it could be, Steve. It's just not your generation.
I'm fine with a lot of, quote unquote, this generation's like stars.
Well, I mean, all right, Grandpa. Some of my best friends are from this generation.
Yeah.
This generation.
I have a this generation friend, man.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're doing really well.
I just can't stand Pete Davidson.
Yeah,
This holier-than-thou attitude this guy has.
You know, that's
I feel
that
bad for whatever battles he's going through, but like at the end of the day, you don't need to be a douche to your fans.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to argue that he shows up like a douche sometime, but I'm also not going to argue the fact that maybe you might be...
I'm just super entertained how much you don't like him.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly have no issues with any other celebrity.
Really?
He's the only celebrity that annoys me.
You're just like, Pete Davidson, get off my lawn.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Got a new survey.
I wouldn't urinate on him if he was on fire.
Yeah.
All right, maybe I would.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay. He brought back the classic.
Oh, it was Taylor Lautner that was in Grown Ups 2, not Zac Efron.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You said yes to that. Wait, how did you say yes to that?
Grown Ups 2 and it showed a bunch of stuff.
Oh, you didn't realize his name? You just saw Taylor Lautner?
I thought it was... Same guy.
God, what's his name?
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I said.
He's the guy. He's the Twilight guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
In Zac Efron's High School Musical.
Yeah. He's Team Jacob.
He was in shape for that, man. Jeez.
Well, Zac Efron.
Yeah, Zac Efron was in shape.
He's got, like, muscles on muscles.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, maybe so. That's why he confused him, because you watched High School Musical, so you confuse him because they were buddies in the high school. That's why HSM.
Oh, yeah. I found out about that from my millennial friend.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Your one millennial friend?
Yeah. Oh, he's actually a Gen Z friend. I have a lot of millennial friends. Right?
Oh, look at you.
I got one Gen Z friend.
Oh, whoa, you got a Gen Z friend.
Because I'm woke. Like
you're
BJ.
Oh, you're woke.
Wow.
You love all the snowflakes,
don't
you?
You're sounding a lot more like BJ now.
Yeah.
Thanks, God. Oh, someone said, what if Pete Davidson showed up in WrestleMania? Oh. I'd hope the Big Show would fall on him.
Wow. Steve would actually be one of those people who literally would be just yelling curse after curse from the crowd. Like, you know, you could keep yourself together, but you'd turn into one of those you'd turn into one of those wrestling people like, do these people not realize they're idiots? And you'd be that guy.
Right.
Oh, that's bad. Poor Pete Davidson. All right, we got a survey. They said, hey, America, if these past few weeks of staying at home have brought you closer to your significant other, or has it made you more distant to your significant other? They asked Americans, and what do you think they said? Are people closer to their SOs, or are they more distant?
That is a good question. I'm trying to think of how people would answer that.
Yeah.
I mean, were they asked that question while their significant other was next to them?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm going to say it was leaning more towards it made them further apart.
You, sir, are wrong. Damn it's only 11% that say push them further apart.
Damn it.
But you're not going to like what 53% said, which I find
undecided.
They might as well have just said undecided.
Yeah.
Because they said, oh, no, we're the same.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, really?
Well, that's kind of like my wife and I.
Yeah, I don't feel like ours. I mean, I think if maybe leaning more towards it's made us stronger because we're talking more about random things.
Well, that would put you closer together then.
I understand that, but it's not like a drastic change. You know
but it's
I mean?
A change.
Yes, you're right.
I can't talk to you either.
I just agreed with you.
Okay.
I just agreed with you and you can't. Okay, no, I'm going to continue to disagree with you.
All right. I wasn't sure if you're writing me to go shut up or if you actually did see the error of your ways.
No, I agree with you. Yes, there has been a change.
All right. And you know what? I appreciate you.
Stop treating me like Pete Davidson now.
Okay. I'm going to have the same conversation with Rev.
Okay. Rev. What?
Really, you're the same? I mean, your wife, you and your wife are doing more things together. You're learning more about each whatever. You really don't know that if you're different at all? You think you're exactly the same with the relationship? Really?
Well, most of the time, she's working from home now, and I get home at an early time, and she was working from home beforehand.
Yeah.
So there's really not much of a difference.
You know what that means? That means you never really did much before the coronavirus. Like, you never really went out. You never did anything.
So this prepped you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, and that, you know what?
I mean, it's like, yeah, that's like literally what we, how we've always been.
So I can believe this then.
Like, we hit the same schedule. Like, you know, we'll do dinner at the same time. We'll watch a show during dinner, and then we'll go to bed at the same time.
So
we'll have the same conversations.
Wow, your life is exactly the same.
The only difference was that last Saturday, she woke up a little bit earlier than normal.
Okay.
That jerk.
It actually set me off. Like, I was legit pissed at her and gave her the silent treatment.
Because she got up early.
Yeah, because that's my quiet time.
How dare she wake up just, early?
Like, because I get up at like 6 in the morning. So usually between like 6 and 9, it would be an early, it would just be my time just to drink coffee, hang out, have the house be quiet.
Have you talked to her about that?
Oh, yeah. She knew I was mad at her right away.
No, I mean,
have you talked to her about wanting quiet time? And
Yeah. We sussed it out, yeah.
Oh, but she didn't know
talking
beforehand.
Talking to her doesn't mean yelling, get out of the room. I'm drinking my coffee. It's my quiet time, woman.
I didn't yell at her, but it was she was talking to me and I wasn't answering.
And you gave her the silent treatment. You and I are both the chicks of the relationship.
Yeah,
we both are.
Yeah,
because that's usually what the wife will do is give the husband the silent treatment.
And she was so nice about it too. She's like, "Well, I can just maybe sleep in tomorrow." And I was like, "Well, don't worry about it. I've realized this is a me issue."
Oh, hey,
you're a gentleman.
After I gave you the silent treatment.
Yeah. Well, that's why I realized when I was being such a jerk. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can back off a little bit on that.
So, could you argue then that this whole situation brought you closer or further?
I still think about the same.
Oh my God, I can't do it anymore.
So, what would have been a perfect scenario would be if she woke up early, but she would just have to keep herself in bed until it was the proper time to get out of the bed so that you had your quiet time?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking to see how this
kinda
works.
Yeah,
oh, by the way, Rev, even though I'm giving you a hard time over this, I understand exactly what you mean.
Wait, so you would expect someone to stay in bed until...
Yeah, my wife, when I stay at her place, I'm like, okay, I know she's got her meditation. I hope she gets up later, then does her 1 hour meditation. Mm-hmm. I can sit and have my cup of coffee. Mm-hmm, yep. I can, do what I want to do. When she comes out early, I'm like,
It disrupts my schedule, which just sets me off.
Because I know where I can go in that apartment. Like in my house, I can go to my office and go, hey, honey, I got some things I'm going to do. And go. I got nowhere to go once she's up.
The minute she gets up and she comes out, you should walk into the bedroom and close the door.
I really should.
See how that goes.
I got nothing in that bedroom, though. There's no TV. There's nothing.
Well, you should buy yourself a TV for that bedroom.
And also, because we don't see each other that much, you feel guilty saying I need some time away from you when I just had 2 weeks away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the whole same thing with me.
Someone says 6? I get up at 3 a.m. just so I can have 2 hours of quiet time. LOL.
Oh, good for you that you're that early person.
6 is sleeping in for me on a Saturday, so.
Yeah. See, my quiet time.
That's true.
My quiet time was always like late at night because my wife is an early to bed kind of person. She might go to bed at 9:30, and I stay up till midnight. See, that's my thing.
Yeah.
That's how I have a job, but you can't do it with this stupid job.
Yeah, I'm too old for that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that.
So, 29% say, this whole coronavirus situation has brought them closer. That's couples.
How about this person said, back in February, my spouse and I decided to get a divorce. Now we're sheltering in a place together in the same house but in separate bedrooms.
Awkward.
Oh. But what if it's like a Lifetime movie and then you decide that you want to be together again?
Yeah.
Aww.
I watch too many of these damn Hallmark films.
Well, it is possible. I mean, if that doesn't mean that everything is going to end up nicely, but you got to ask yourself, why are we getting a divorce in the first place? What the hell happened? Because wherever you go, there you are. It's like whatever you think, I'm going to be free if I'm away from this person. And it's like, no, you're not. You're still you.
Yeah, but they have no idea how that even could happen, because right now they're still together. It's like there's no chance of being able to be like, okay, we have our distance. Maybe I'm realizing I miss being with this person. Like fresh off of divorce and then you're still together. That's got to be a mind trip.
Yeah, it is. That is a mind trip.
I would hope that there's like more than one like TV or like area. I mean, you have to meet each other in the kitchen, but can like one of you watch go up to one? I guess you're stuck in a bedroom most likely.
Yeah, at least the good news is no one's bringing anybody over because of social distancing, so you don't have to hear her or him getting banged.
But maybe they're cybering.
Oh, you got to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Turn off the Wi-Fi.
So extra strain on people's relationship. They asked about that. Is this putting more strain? 21% of people say, who live at least with one other person say there's a lot. Yeah, there's more strain. 4% say there's actually less strain. How can you have less strain in the coronavirus situation? Maybe because you have less scheduling?
That could be. Your life is not as busy. Maybe could you're not working. So maybe your work was just something that you'd come home in a bad mood all the time.
61% say it's the same. I'm sorry. I got a lot of strain right now. How are people? I don't understand. I mean, people just are oblivious to what, because the behavioral scientists say that right now we are all tripping. We're all tripping balls right
now. How much marijuana are those people smoking?
I know. Oh, it's just the same. These, I don't trust any of this crap. Oh, no, everything's the same. There's no strain. Oh, F you.
Yeah, I bet Pete Davidson wrote that article.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Wow.
Wow, there's a television personality out there who says that the coronavirus has caused him to start hallucinating. What? You're going to hear from him at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We're going to talk about this, Steve, but I would like to make a strategic observation that I'm wondering if everybody around the country is sharing.
Okay.
That I have. First of all, we'll talk about CNN's Chris Cuomo. Of course, he is the brother of, Andrew Cuomo. Thank you.
Governor of New York.
Exactly. And Chris is one of the many people battling coronavirus. And they have a really contentious, fun New York relationship as brothers. And, of course, that's been all different with the tone now that Andrew found out that Chris has this.
I didn't even know until yesterday. I was just like, oh, damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. I think I found out yesterday or the day before, but it's recent that he came out and said, yeah, I got this. And here's what he's saying. Chris Cuomo, who is a CNN personality, he listed some of the symptoms he's experiencing due to having coronavirus.
This virus came at me. I've never seen anything like it. Okay. So yeah, I've had a fever. You've had a fever, but 102, 103, 103 plus that wouldn't quit. And it was like somebody was beating me like a pinata. And I was shivering so much that I chipped my tooth. So the sun comes up. I'm awake. I was up all night. It was one of the, I'm telling you, I was hallucinating. My dad was talking to me. I was seeing people from college, people I haven't seen in forever. It was freaky what I lived through last night. And it may happen again tonight. Doctor says it may happen like 5-8 times. You know, I get it now. And if you match that with chest constriction and people can't breathe, I totally get why we're losing so many people and why our hospitals are so crowded.
Yeah, he sounds so New York. It's awesome. You know, just the way he describes it. But yeah, it's one of those things where you hope that people can just believe what folks are saying. Cause it's like you even see some of the younger folks who got it.
Yeah.
And then we're seeing some videos from them and they go, wow, I mean, I'm young, I'm healthy, and I got this and it's kicking my ass. It's a real thing, you know, whereas some young people probably, maybe she didn't even think it until she got it.
Yeah, well, there's been a few people, like, for a summer, it barely affects them. It almost just feels like they had, like, a minor flu or a minor cold. Like, remember that basketball player was just like, yeah, honestly, if you didn't tell me, if I didn't know I had it, I would think I could still play basketball. Like, because it didn't affect him at all. But it's just, obviously people's bodies and immune systems are different. And it's interesting to hear, because you haven't heard a lot of people talk about, like, the symptoms that they're having. So I didn't know some of these things were going on when somebody had coronavirus.
And yesterday, Chris did join his brother Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, during his daily press briefing. Chris joined him via a video call and shared that he had more hallucinations, one of which included his brother dancing in ballet wear.
That night, I got hit. It was like out of a movie. I tell you, I had the hallucination. I was seeing pop. You came to me in a dream. You had on a very interesting ballet outfit, and you were dancing in the dream, and you were waving a wand and saying, I wish I could wave my wand and make this go away. And then you spun around and you danced away.
Well, that's there's a lot of metaphoric reality in that one. I thank you for sharing that with us. It was kind of you.
It would be great if the Governor Cuomo was like, that wasn't an hallucination. That's what I was doing last night.
Yeah. I
FaceTimed you. Don't you remember?
I was effing with you, man. And you don't know. It's awesome. I don't know what he means by metaphoric reality. What is, I mean, I'm
Well, it's probably wishing that this would go away.
Oh, that's what
Or he's wishing that he had a tutu on. I don't know, one or the other.
And he thinks his brother is the kind of guy that maybe could make it go away. That's, I mean, if his brother's the fairy that can make everything go away, like, you know, like a magic pixie dust lady, how cool is that? It's like, that's what we all want. We want, like, Tinkerbell to come and make this all go away.
So he said, coronavirus made nobody hallucinate. Drugs make them hallucinate. I don't know, man. Like, there's been times, not obviously, I don't know what it's like to have the coronavirus, but there's been times where I've been either sick or sleep deprived that I see things that I know aren't really there.
I've had food poisoning when I was little, and I hallucinated that my little golf trophy from Putt-Putt was swinging. And I watched it for about an hour, went downstairs, asked my mom, I was like, Mom, my golf trophy is swinging. And she's like, you're just sick, go back to bed. And I did.
Yeah, I don't know if it is the medicine. I mean, he said his doctor told him it could happen more, and I don't know if that texter is a doctor.
I know fevers can cause hallucinations, depends, because it messes with your brain.
Oh, you know that. So what is the texter? So why does the texter not know this? Oh, so hey, texter, apparently fevers cause hallucinations, but thanks for your help.
So it's like, I call it BS. This is way too descriptive. There might have been a little embellishing. I could agree. I could understand that. But like, there have been times where I've been super tired, and I knew that I was like, okay, I need to pull over, get some coffee, wake up. Like, I've been tired, and I thought I saw a child run across the street while I'm driving on the freeway.
Well, if you're sleep deprived, you'll have hallucinations.
Yeah.
That we know.
Well, I mean, but if you're sick, you might not be getting enough sleep.
Well, Vicky says the fevers, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you haven't, a fever of 104, you know, you know what? The texters are getting on my last nerve.
Yeah.
I do apologize because I'm coming off as crabby as hell. But honestly, texters, you know, it's idiots like you that go on Facebook and say stupid stuff that's not true because you just think you know everything. And is it, if fevers do cause hallucinations, whether you have medication or not, you half a dick. I mean, seriously, I had to correct somebody the other day as they told us, oh, here's what they're saying. It's like, you are a moron. No, that's not what they're saying. Please stop posting.
Wait, so I shouldn't believe my fraternity brother who keeps posting all these memes that he barely graduated college, but like, he knows everything about science and how all of this works. Science?
Yeah, I know. I'm going Michael
Rappaport. I shouldn't
believe
that guy?
No, I'm going Michael Rappaport, especially on people that men who are younger than me. I am going to bitch slap all of you. Stop it. You're an idiot and you don't know what you're talking about. Your father should have told you this probably years ago, but you know what? He probably, you know, coddled you, or you read something and read it wrong. And like a lot of idiot guys, I'm Wikipedia. Let me tell you something. No, shut up.
Well, and also you have someone that shares something that was like, okay, dude, that was a month ago people were using that argument. You need to go online and do a little research before you start using those stats anymore. You know, because some people are just still stuck in their ways. Like, I believed it wasn't a thing at first, and I'm going to continue to believe that this isn't a thing.
Yeah. Now, here's the political strategy I want to talk about.
So it's called a fever dream for a reason.
Yeah, I
wish I had a fever.
Yeah, I mean,
I
honestly.
I want to hallucinate.
Thank you, texter. At least that texter knows what's up. What do you? Yeah, yes, you do. You're the mushroom guy.
Right. In order for all this stuff to happen, I used to have to eat something that's covered in chocolate.
Yeah, I ayahuasca was enough for me. I do not need to hallucinate. Ayahuasca put me in places, and I was like, yeah, thank you. It's nice. It's nice to visit. I am not going to live here.
So it's a BJ, you're spot on. I have a sibling who posts things, and she just makes them up, I'm pretty sure. And they're ridiculous statements, and I just want to throttle her.
Oh, this is where, I'm telling you, this is where the parents got to get involved. I had to have a conversation with my wife last night that was not an easy one because my wife was kind of, I said, honey, I think you're kind of not being smart here, and I want to be nice to you about it, but you got to be smart about some of the decisions you're making.
She going out and about?
Well, that's the, yeah. She's doing,
inviting 10 people over to her place?
She's doing stuff like, well, we're going to do that. Go, honey, you can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in California. That's a place where they're afraid that stuff's really going to be crazy like New York. You can't do this. And she's like, oh, okay. You know, someone's got to get in the face of people who are the, at least, you know, you mean something in their lives. Please speak up.
Would you see some celebrities now? People are just like, because everyone shares everything on social media. Like, there's a couple football players that posted something of them working out, and they're just like right next to each other, and they're getting crucified on social media from fans. They're just like, hey, dude,
Yeah, what are you doing?
This whole social distancing thing, we're all trying, and you posting stuff like that's not helping the cause.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen pictures like that. Hey, we're doing a great thing, and like, except you guys are hugging each other. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I just saw from one of our radio people, and I thought this person knew better. They're like, hey, we want to patronize this business, and we want to let people know about it. And there he is, like, arm in arm with the guy of the business. And I'm like, and they're not wearing masks. They're not doing. And I'm like, are you out of your freaking mind?
Yeah.
How are you that clueless?
And that's really sums up why we're in this predicament, though. A lot of people still kind of have this, it's not going to happen to me mentality.
Now, here's a question I have for you. All right, here's a question I have for anybody just from a strategy standpoint. And I don't want to talk about, you know, who's a right person, who's not a right person for politics. I'm just thinking for strategy. I know the Democrats are desperately looking for somebody who they hope will help their team win. That's what politics are all about. I want my team to win. You want your team to win. Don't you think Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, and his stance and how he's been, doesn't somebody want to say to him, maybe you should run for president? The guy is coming off like a champ. You know what I mean? Everything I've seen him do, how he's been in all of this, frankly, dude, I out of everybody I've seen who's been a political leader, who's spoken, and mm-hmm. look, and I hate to, and man, don't want to get on Jay and Inslee's butt. I mean, Jay isn't horrible or anything, but Andrew Cuomo seems like a guy who I go, this guy seems to be the one who, you know, is...
Yeah, I don't know enough of like everything else in his world, but it is interesting when you see certain things happen, certain crises happen, how certain leaders handle it, all of a sudden that you should run for president. Do you remember it was like Giuliani and how he handled 9/11?
Yeah.
A lot of people, obviously, you're going to have, there's always going to be polarizing opinions on all this stuff. But like in general, people are like, wow, he handled that in a way that I really appreciated his leadership. And then it became we need to make this guy go for president. Obviously, that did not work out. But so I don't know much about Andrew Cuomo other than what I've been seeing recently. But you're right. He's been out there and he's been just really aggressive in the way that he's leading everyone throughout this very confusing time.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's, again, you know, it's obvious
that... And his brother's having hallucinations about him in a tutu.
So who doesn't want that?
I mean, this is great.
Yeah, and right now, the other two guys have got issues. I mean, you know, people don't want one of the guys, and then the other guy's got this controversy that's all surrounding him. Andrew Cuomo looks like, hey, I would draft him in a heartbeat. You know, again, if I were putting together a fantasy baseball team or something, you know, he shows me what a good leader is. He seems calm, but he seems passionate. He also seems to be for the people, the way he says things, like, I'm not going to put profit over people's lives. He says the right things.
So he's being an actual leader during this pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, that to me, if you're the Democrats, I'm just giving you strategy. I don't give, you know, I hate all politics, so I really don't care who wins. But you want a pro tip from a gamer? I think you got to, you know, see about Andrew Cuomo. That's what I would say.
What about Schwarzenegger, man? He's been handling this well, too. He stays inside, and he plays games with his animals.
There's some rules involved with
that. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, can't be, but it's a nice call. Yeah, you got to kind of be born here to be the president.
Your presidency. Yeah, give it to me.
No.
Yeah.
Look, I was born here. Here's my birth certificate.
He was a governor.
I was born in Hawaii.
He's got a horse named Lulu, so he's already got my pick.
Well, he's got your pick, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so
I totally want to Zoom with him, man. Lulu and me and my Lulu.
Dude, you're out of your mind.
Oh, it's the Lulu crew.
You want to Zoom with Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yeah.
If you could be trapped with any celebrity, you pick Gary Busey.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're watching too much Tiger King. You just want to be with S shows.
Well, look what I do for a living.
That's a fair. You know what? That is a fair, fair response. I really can't argue with you
for punishment, BJ.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I thought about
chaos.
That. You really do. You really, really do have a good point there, sir. All right. USA Today, they put out a long list of the 28 best single-player video games to play while you're stuck at home. I love this because I feel like the art of a single-player video game seems to be gone because everybody wants to be multi this.
Everyone wants to do now like the Battlegrounds or even just online multiplayer, that they're getting rid of the single-player games, which is kind of sad.
What about so WWE 2K20 got on that list?
Let's just say, sorry.
What system is that for, Steve?
Yeah, it's probably
whichever one I own at this moment, so it's Xbox One.
Oh, okay, you actually have an Xbox One, that's
the
right.
The N64, I think.
I haven't plugged it in a couple months.
I'm with you, Red. Rev, and maybe you and I are the old guys of video gaming, but I like my own missions and my campaigns that I could do that I don't have to be connected to the internet. I just want to play whatever I've got.
I have the dumbest anxiety that if I'm playing a game with like that is multiplayer and it's like an RPG or something, I get anxiety if there's another person close to me in the game.
Oh, man. You don't need that. You're trying to have fun.
Right?
All right, Rev, we know number one. Let's see if you, Rev, you were a big fan of this one when it came out last year. Ooh. I believe it was last year.
Oh,
Call of Duty?
I love that you at least are naming video games, Steve. When was the last time you even played a video game beyond the wrestling game?
I played Sonic the Hedgehog yesterday.
Yeah. On your phone?
Yes.
Nice. Awesome. You still have it. Cool.
Well, I got excited because they just announced that it's they've already bumped Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, onto on demand.
Oh, it's already there.
But I think you have to buy it, not rent it yet.
It's buyable, not rentable. Okay,
which depresses me. But I saw that news and I was like, oh man, I'm excited. So then I decided to play the game in honor of it. So there.
Oh, good job.
Boom.
Yeah. Well, you know, when it comes to HBO or Showtime or Stars, I'll get all of them.
I heard it's a really good movie.
Yeah,
it's solid, actually.
It got good reviews. They say Jim Carrey is almost back to his Ace Ventura form.
Yeah,
which a lot of people love. Rev, I'll give you a clue. It's in the West.
In the West, Red Dead Redemption 2?
That's number one.
Oh, yeah, you can go back into that game. I got that.
I still want to play that.
PS4, Xbox One, it's also on PC. So anybody that's got any kind of gaming system, including me, because I can do PC. I just cannot do the controllers of the Xbone or the PS4.
Especially with games like that, because I can't do it. It gets really weird because there's so many different controller configurations. And like even just like trying to get off of a horse or shoot while you're on a horse, it's super awkward.
Now, how about you?
What about Animal Crossers? Is that on there?
Animal Crossing. Number 5, New Horizons, which is on the Switch and every... I don't know how many dudes are playing this, but I know so many women are.
Dude, tons of dudes. Yeah.
All my buddies, it seems, not all, but a lot of my buddies that are dudes are playing this game.
Yeah, and this is the problem. I look at that game and go, this is stupid. I'm not playing this game.
Just because it looks cutesy, you don't like it.
Well, I'll play Sid Meier's Civilization before I play that, because isn't it pretty much Civilization dumbed down?
No, it's more along the lines of like a Sims.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. All I know is I saw one of my friends had Godzilla on their island, and I was very excited about that.
You can put Godzilla on an island?
I guess
you can make things. Oh. And like, I know, Steve, you'll love this. I found it online, but somebody had made a luchador wrestling ring for their house.
What?
Yeah, right, and like little lucha masks and everything.
I can see how this is a thing then. If you can do stuff like that. I just thought it was a bunch of animals crossing a road or something. All right, so there's a lot more.
Build a community.
Though. Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Why do they call it Animal Crossing?
I don't know. Why do they call it Halo?
Well, because there's a halo around the planet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, there's a reason for that.
Never mind.
I imagine there's a reason why the animals are crossing into my house with a luchador.
I don't know.
All right. Witcher 3 is number 2 on the list for playing single. These are single player games to pass your time away while you're virused up.
That's a pretty good one.
Where's Grand Theft Auto on this list?
Good call.
They haven't made one in a while, so that's probably why.
That's all I play.
Well, Danny, you got to get out there. How about The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild? Vicky? No, it's on the Switch. If you can get a Switch.
I'm still looking for a Switch.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't have one already.
No, well, like, I get obsessive about my comic books, and I got really obsessive about board games, and right now I'm obsessive about my house. The one thing I don't allow myself is to get obsessive over video games, because I got Sims, and I would play it for, like, 8 hours straight, so I can't let myself play video games too often.
I can appreciate that. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, that's out, and that's available for the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
So can we make us on this thing? Animal Crossers?
Well, you make Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing
and
New Horizons.
When you make your character, you can create yourself.
Can I get tattoos?
You can.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
But wouldn't you want to make yourself better than what you are right now? I mean, you're in a virtual world.
No, I kind of want to just stick with what I've got, BJ.
Tattoos are pretty sweet.
Okay. So I could have create my tattoo artist, like Tony F. and Mitchell could be in Animal Crossers with me, and I could go see
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
Yes.
And he could make his own account, and he could play, and he can come to your island, or you could go to his island and maybe get a virtual tattoo.
Do you realize you're explaining all this to a man who has no intention of doing any of this?
I've realized that, but I still want to.
Yeah. Because I look at Steve right now, and he's like, oh, I can do everything. I can do everything. Oh, and the cure for cancer's in the game. Oh, and they'll pay my bills for me. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Can I do this on my phone?
Yes, I think, right? It's only on the Switch.
Animal Crossing is only on the Switch.
Only on the Switch, buddy. Sorry.
I got to fix this.
Good luck with that. My girlfriend wanted it. She was like, hey, we need to get this game because all of her friends are on it. And I was like, yeah, good luck with that. Thank God I don't want it.
Yeah. Well, you know, so that's what you can do with your time. There's a bunch of other games on there, including Sid Meier's Civilization VI, which I might give a try. That might get me back because I play the board game and I like that. So maybe I'll play the video game. Never did that before.
Someone said, hey, Sticky, I've got a Switch to sell you. I took it away from them because they weren't acting right. I think Sticky is Vicky.
Whoa.
Wow. Wouldn't be the first time someone called me that.
Yikes.
That's a Freudian slip.
Someone's willing to sell it to you there, Sticky.
You're really going to sell your kid's thing? You're not going to give him a chance to get it back during the corona?
Right. Well, you know what? Might have been the third strike.
I would advise against that, sir. Yeah.
Maybe he warned the kid, hey, I'm going to sell it to Sticky if you don't act right.
Yeah, maybe that is just a warning. And he needs to have documentation where Sticky over here is showing the money. Yeah. Don't do it, dude. You need something to get them off your back. You're inside with them the whole time. They will make your life hell.
Yeah, watch, it's like September, and you're just like, I should have never sold it to Sticky.
You can never, I mean, because look, you cannot corporally punish your kids anymore. You know, if this were the 50s and 60s, I'd say, yeah, do whatever you want. But now, you got to keep your sanity.
Hey, someone said they found a Switch over at Target.
Looking at Target.
Ooh, well, Target. Yeah, but yeah, I love when people say that. So, are they there now?
Well, I don't know. They may not be there right now.
So what is the point of that when
it's
somebody tells
us? Chance.
And which Target are you talking about?
The Target, by the place.
The Target, you know?
You know, over there.
Human beings irritate the living F out of me.
Oh, couldn't tell.
Yeah, I mean, oh no, it's just like when I was looking for toilet paper. Oh, there was some at Safeway.
There was.
Oh, good.
There was.
Yeah, I get that. Probably not now, when I went there. Thank you.
You don't know unless you find out, right?
I'm done with it.
Gotta go to
them. I gotta get off this next door neighbor thing, too, this app I have.
Oh!
Is that the one where people bitch?
Yeah.
My wife turned me on to this thing. It's so helpful. And I'm ready to divorce her over this ridiculousness.
Is it for your Mercer Island neighborhood?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, she's got one for her neighborhood in California.
I have mine
in Mercer Island, and I've never met a bunch of idiots in my life.
No, it's for Facebook for the really old, angry people.
You're right. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I have zero interest in being on that app. Why do I want to know what my neighbors think? Oh, it's so terrible.
Well, my wife said they give you helpful info, and I'm like, I thought it was just help about my area where I live.
Yeah, like all the lost dogs and the people parking in front of your house.
I will say 10% of it is helpful.
Okay.
But I had somebody go on there. They were bitching about one of our grocery stores, and eventually somebody from the grocery store had to come on and basically correct all the ridiculous, stupid stuff.
How did the grocery store get in on this?
They're in Mercer Island. They're in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, so they're part of this app as well?
Anybody can be who lives in the neighborhood. You just sign up. If you live in your area, you tell your zip code and they give you all the info.
I kind of want to pick a random neighborhood and just be like, troll.
They can't because they will send you a postcard with a code that you put in. Oh, I didn't have to do a postcard, Rev. They just did everything online with me.
Really?
Yeah, you're old school.
They're not supposed to be doing that, man. They're supposed to be confirming your date or your address and stuff. Got an update about the Switch.
Yeah.
Sorry, text to talk got to me. I did mean Vicky. says he's already lost his last chance. He stole it back after it was taken away.
Oh. I'm telling you, texter.
Do it. Buy it,
Listen
Vicky.
To me. Listen to me as a parent. Do not get rid of it. Yeah, you can keep it for the longest time, but I'm telling you, it'll be a nightmare for you, because when you get rid of it, I can tell you as a child that had that done to me, next thing you know, your glass eye is being flushed down the toilet. That's all I'm going to tell you, accidentally.
Well, then that's then first, do you have a glass eye, texter? And if you don't, I say sell it to Vicky. It's time for your kid to learn.
Yeah, my father didn't let me watch an episode of a show that I love so much, and back then there were you had to wait till the reruns or whatever, and It was like, whoops, sorry, Dad, there goes your glass eye right down the toilet. And, of course, it was an accident.
Totally.
I went out there and I died.
You think you would have saw it coming. I love you, Steve.
That was a great line.
Gosh, I should have worked on my dad jokes.
I wish I could have said that to him when he was like, how did this happen?
That would have led to a slap.
I don't care.
It would have been like, did you see that coming?
Yeah, it would have been worth it, though, just because it would have been a great line. You know, when you get a slap back in those days, you know you get under their skin. All right, yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
The jaguar is native to one of which two continents?
Jacksonville.
No.
Oh, nice.
Africa.
No.
South America.
Yes. Good job. I am surprised that you, sir, got that right. The king of geography.
Thank you. But I always get South Africa.
Actually, South America is what you said.
That's what I mean.
Hey, you want a shot beating Steve over here? 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Pete Meigs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now. And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.